Every campaign has a life of its own, and there are things that nobody expects. So you've got to be ready to go and do your best. Perhaps the standout issue is housing. I'll give you one example. This was Ballinamore yesterday. I met a girl who lives in Canada with her dad, and she had her little boy with her. He's about 3 or 4. And she emigrated about 15 years ago. And she said, when we were growing up and doing the Leaving Cert and going to college or starting a job, she said, the politicians forgot about us. They did not build those houses, and we had to go. And she told me she can buy a house in downtown Toronto for less than she would pay for a house, let's say, in Sligo or Carrick, shall we say. And she said her salary is higher in Canada. She would like to come back. And what I heard in that girl's voice was, I heard disappointment, but I also heard a bit of anger. She was angry. She wasn't shouting or anything, but I just heard it in her that she felt that generation, her generation, had been let down, and she did not want to see this continuing to happen. So while there's lots of issues, and it depends on who you are and where you're talking to, I think so far that's probably the standout one, because I was in Carrick and Shannon last Friday, 250 new jobs at Frederick, bringing the workforce up to 900. Really good news, Austin. Top class firm, medical devices, exporting globally. High-end jobs, a good company to work for where people can progress within the company. So lots of good stuff. But what was everyone talking about? Where are those 250 people going to live? And genuinely, that's what people were talking about. So to me, while there's lots of issues, that's number one.